Eric Hess enforces in their municipality.
Being tuned in means replace the word opioid with gun and you might feel differently about it. Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Hey there, it's Kristen from UVA inviting you and your family to Lighting of the Lawn on Thursday, December 5th. Lighting of the Lawn is a special tradition that brings together the UVA and Charlottesville community for a cappella performances, hot cocoa, and so much more. And to end the night, we'll have an amazing light show, all created by UVA students. Lighting of the Lawn begins at 7 p.m. on the lawn by the rotunda, and it's free to attend. I hope to see you there as we illuminate UVA again this year.
Mostly sunny and warm today. Clouds increasing late this afternoon. High temperatures in the mid-60s.
It's 36 degrees here at the Automated Office System Studios at 5:30. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 Newsroom's team coverage of local news first on Joe Thomas in the Morning.
One of the men being sued for helping organize the Unite the Right rally in court, trying to explain why he has not been cooperating with attorneys in this lawsuit. Eli Mosley, also known as Elliot Klein, worked with Jason Kessler to plan the rally. Klein, Mosley, was questioned repeatedly about why he hasn't shared his emails and social media accounts as demanded by the court. He said he's had a hard time getting into his email because they are mostly connected to a prepaid phone he got from Walmart, and he doesn't have the money to buy more minutes for that phone.
Albemarle County Police say one person has died in connection with the crash that happened last week on Pantops. Police have not mentioned if any charges are pending in the case.
Black Friday after the Virginia Tech football game and all the shopping. Make sure you help out. Give the gift of life to the American Red Cross. They'll be holding a winter blood drive at the Omni Hotel downtown Charlottesville from 2 in the afternoon till 6 p.m. in the ballroom. Free winter t-shirts for all participating donors. Make an appointment at redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. You can also be a walk-in. Be a lifesaver.
VDOT crews finished up their work on Route 53 ahead of schedule. That work was originally set to go from November 4th until tomorrow. The road was reduced to one lane for most of the month, but will now be open fully to drivers. Crews will be on site tomorrow to finalize the project, but no additional lane closures will be necessary.
From the CBS 19 Newsroom, I'm Chelsea King.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 36 degrees with the Bloomberg Business Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Central Virginia's Place to tune in to hear the Commonwealth Clash, UVA versus Virginia Tech, Friday starting at 10:30 on WCHV.
Now that you're feeling the cold of winter, don't let your heat permanently fail on you. Call Dancy Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning for maintenance on gas furnaces, heat pumps, and boilers. Don't wait. Have your units and pipes looked at now before a costly problem occurs like clogged drains, leaky, or frozen pipes. Dancy Plumbing, Heating, and Air can fix many issues for your home and covers full plumbing and HVAC services for both residential and commercial. Dancy Plumbing, Heating, and Air will give your home or business a thorough inspection to make sure the unit provides efficient heat for winter. Plus, Dancy is offering $250 off any changeout. You can trust Dancy, serving Central Virginia for over 65 years. Schedule your next service call with Dancy Plumbing, Heating, and Air at 434-286-3994. Online at dancyplumbingandheating.com. See your participating independent American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning dealer or visit AmericanStandardAir.com for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions.
The Bloomberg Business Minute is brought to you by Dancy.